I don't understand why when people do well, and this is also a Western Cape, very much a Western Cape thing as well. Why don't we praise and put people in a position where they can be the best that they can be?
That's it.
Why do we become so jealous that we become nasty with other people? It's bizarre. Now, it's a question. It's not a statement. I'm asking a question to say, why aren't we happy for people when they do well? In the workplace, in our places of work, in our sports, when we've got that one kid that does really, really well, why don't we give that kid the best opportunity that's available for that kid? Instead, we become parents that are jealous and go, oh, why is their son doing that? Why is their daughter again? But maybe their daughter and son's really good. Go and watch them. And if they're good, support them. And if they're from your school, even more reason why you should be making noise. And if they're not, so what? Trying to get a head around a little bit about around where this need comes from to try and be better than the person next to us at the place of work or in a sports team or in a professional environment somewhere. And how toxic it can become if you find yourself in that position. It's bizarre.
Yes, yeah, it is. And you know, while you were talking, I was just thinking it's something that permeates Western society, you know, before our kids even enter the world. I remember when, I had my son and I had a WhatsApp group and, you know, it would be like, oh, my son's walking or my son is rolling over, literally. And instinctively, instead of just saying, oh, that is amazing, wonderful, you know, your first reaction is, oh, my gosh, you know, my son, you know, he can't even lift his head. And why isn't he lifting his head? And so we then start to permeate this culture and it then goes on to school. You know, are they number one in their class? Are they in the A team? And, you know, my son actually plays in the C team at school. And actually, he has fun and he does well. And there's a small part of me that I'm glad he doesn't have the pressures of the A team. And he's enjoying the sport. But it then just, it does extend. And I'm guilty of it as well, especially in the workplace. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, we should have won that account. Why haven't we got it?
It's so true. And it seems, and that's the, I think the, the hard kind of a path to navigate is the one that when you're in that environment, right, you get sucked into it so quickly. So even though you know in your mind that, listen, it's not healthy to be thinking like that, you kind of think to yourself, well, it's almost like do or die. If I don't join the group that is thinking the thoughts of why not me, I want it to be me, driven, that we're almost out of place feeling like that. And to your point about having kids, I mean, we try and let our kids know that fun is first, right? Fun is the most thing. If they have fun when they're playing any sport, it's cool. If they play in the whatever team they play in, and you go out there, and I'm very competitive by nature, and I know that I want my kids to do well, and I'm like cheering on the sideline. But then I look around as a parent, and I go, wow, there's immense pressure from some parents and some groups for their kids to really excel. And if they don't really excel, you almost feel sorry for the kids.
And as we were driving into school now, I turned to my son and I said, like, let's just try this for a week. Let's just see if we can, every time we have that feeling like, oh gosh, you know, what, we not number one, or we haven't won this. Let's just see if we can turn that into a compliment for that person, or to encourage them, or isn't that great? And I just wonder how your mindset will change. But it is easy to say it, Ryan. It's easy to say it just for the fun of it. And even when I'm at the side of the rugby field, I'm like, dawn of them. What's that all about? But I am one of those people who, you know, as long as both sides have scored some points, you know, that I'm happy. Whereas some parents, we won't go there.
I think it's about balance. You have to, you're correct in the sense that it's not a competition, but we have to celebrate the achievement.
Yes.
I think that's important.
I think the first disclaimer is your competitiveness should never be at the detriment to someone else. So, but now this is where my devil's advocate point comes in. There's still a sense of competitiveness that you need to achieve or have to achieve excellence.
That's true.
And you got to instill it somewhere. And I don't agree with parents pushing kids and living vicariously through them and putting pressure on the kids. However, we still need that sort of killer instinct, that passion. That's why we're double world champions, the Springboks.
Here's a good question for you. How do you not make it personal?
I think that is knowing that there's always going to be someone that's better than you, and there's always going to be someone that looks up to you.
Sure.
So there's like a double kind of thing that you need to get into your mind, that someone's going to be better than me, so I can look up to them and get inspired by them and not compare our roles, and know that I bring something else to the table, to whatever industry it might be, and I can add value within that space.